でもこの途中も多分イエス様のことを見に何度も見に行って言ったからペトロのことは分かったんですね。
This young servant girl surely had seen Jesus, so she surely had also seen Peter with Jesus.
ね、そうじゃなければ誰がペトロなのか分からないはずですよね。
If it hadn't been that, then no one would have known who Jesus, who Peter was.
あのペトロはそんな人知らないって言うんですね。
知らない。I don't know. I don't know this Jesus of Nazareth.
二度目の嘘をつくわけです。
And for the second time, Peter lies about.
そしたらあのね門の方ででもお前の発音もその方言それガリラ弁だよって言うんですね。
But again, they listen to Peter talk and they realize that Peter is talking.In a different way, he's talking in a dialect of the Galileans and say, "Oh, you're the way you speak is giving you away." And so it came to the point where Peter could no longer really deny that he knew Jesus. So then Peter starts to curse himself. He asks for a curse to come upon him.If he knows Jesus.
どんな呪いの言葉かはこの聖書に書いてない、ね、
We don't know what kind of curse it was,、ね、but
でもそれがとてもひどかったひどいことを言ったんじゃないかと思うんですね。
But it's a curse. Can I explain what a curse is? Because it's different from what people
would
think.
You can explain. She's the biggest scholar, so she'll explain.
What we think of a curse is different from a curse in the Bible.
聖書私たちの普段言う呪いっていうのと聖書の言ってる呪いちょっと違うんですよ、ね。
A curse in the Bible is you're saying may you know the house fall on me if I'm lying.、
ね、もしもう嘘を言ったら私が家が死んでしまっても平気だっていう。
You ask for something to awful to happen to you.
もしね僕これ嘘だったらもう悪いことを言ってもいいし、
so、
自分に対する呪いなんですね。
He's cursing himself to say if I know Jesus may this house fall on me or may you know.The ground open up and swallowing me up. He's asking for some kind of curse.
Right. ですから、もうこんなこと絶対起きない。もし悪かったら自分に乗られてもいいような激しい否定をするんですね。
So Peter is declaring that kind of thing.
激しく言ったときに鶏が鳴いたんですね。
And right when he's crying out in this way, the cock crows.
質問です。鶏はどう鳴きますか？
So I want to ask you, how does a rooster or a cock crow?
はい、鶏はどう鳴きますか?
In what language?
Well, I want to know. 鶏は何で鳴きますか?
In the Philippines, what is a cock crow?
鶏は? はい、はい、鶏の鳴き方。え?
What is a cock crow in the Philippines?
日本語は?
In Japanese.
日本語で、じゃあ日本語で、日本語で、せーの。コケコッコ。はい、英語では?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
は
い、How about
Chinese? Chinese, what does a
rooster
say? Cock-a-doodle-doo. Oh, they're nice. They're nice. In Hebrew,
Cock-a-doodle-doo. But that morning, at the during that end of that night, the cock crowed.
そのルカニを福音した時はその時イエス様がペテロを見られたということです。
In the Gospel of Luke, we read that when the cock crowed, Jesus turned and he looked at Peter.
ペテロは鶏の声を聞いて本当に自分が三度イエス様を否定したことが分かったんですね。
When he heard the cock crow, Peter remembered Jesus' words, and he remembered, and he realized, I did it. I denied Jesus three times.
そういうペテロをもうイエス様は神様はもうご存知だったということなんです。
But Jesus knew.Jesus, the Son of God, knew that Peter would do that before it happened.、
ね、
Most people don't know exactly what time a cock is going to crow.
ペテロが三度否定した人、あとすぐに鶏が鳴いて、あっとペテロは思ったんです。
But Jesus prophesied that Peter would deny him three times before the cock crowed.
イエス様が言ったことは本当だと思って、ペトロは激しく泣いて後悔したんです。
So Peter remembered the words of Jesus and he regretted so much what he did and he cried.
でも彼はもう一つ多分思い出した言葉があると思うんです。
But if I think about it, I believe that Peter remembered something else as well.
先ほどこの聖書の箇所いろいろ平行箇所があるという話をしましたけれども
We talked about some parallel passages in the Synoptic Gospel.
ルカによる福音書にはこのように書かれています
In Luke, it, we can read this.
シモン、シモン、サタンはあなた方を小麦のように振りにあなた方を小麦のように振りにかけることを神に願って聞いられた。しかし私はあなたのために信仰がなくならないように祈った。だからあなたは立ち直ったら兄弟たちを力づけてあげなさい。
In the Gospel of Luke, when Peter says, I will never deny you, Jesus responds like this, Simon, Simon, which is Peter, listen, Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail, and you,When once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
イエス様はペトロが心が燃えていても肉体が弱いことをご存知でした。
Jesus knew that Peter's flesh was weak, even though his spirit might have been willing.
ですからイエス様は彼が失敗してもつまずいても立ち直ることをもう祈ってらっしゃったんです。
Jesus prayed that.Even though he knew that Peter would stumble and fall, he prayed that Peter would stand up once again.
その立ち直ったペテロに彼は教会の将来を託したんです。
And Jesus trusted Peter with the future of the church, with Peter who denied Jesus but then once again stood up.
多分激しくこの泣いたペテロはこのイエス様のあなたに教会を託すという言葉も思い出したと思います。
I believe that Peter must have remembered many of the words of Jesus. This word that I have prayed for you and also the word that he declared, I will build my church on you.
私たちは弱くて失敗もしますから、そういう時にもう私ダメ、でも神様も間違いないなと思う時があるかもしれません。
All of us too are so weak, aren't we? And all of us have times when we think,We're too weak. God can't use me.
長い夜はあるんですが、長い夜も終わりが来ます。
There are nights that seem so dark and so long, but even those nights always come to an end.
神様から逃げようと思っても、神様また皆さんを引き戻してくださいます。
Maybe there comes a time when we want to run away from God, but God will always come after us.
アメリカの学生時代にいろいろスポーツをしてたんですけども
When I was living in the States and I was a student there, I did various sports.
一つの訓練ですね、走る訓練があるんですけど
One of the types of training that we did was a type of running.
日本で見たことないんですけど
I've never actually seen this done in the States.
壁から
In Japan?
Sorry, 壁から、ですね、バネがこう伸びてて、バネ。スプリングがあって、スプリングのロープがついてて、
So there's a wall and there's a spring that comes out of the wall.
そしてその先にこうなんていうか、リュックのようなジャケットのようなそう着るんですね。
And you put this jacket kind of protective thing on.
そしてですから走る訓練、
And、
もう前傾姿勢で一生懸命走るんですね。だけどバネがとぶつかって、もう頑張んないと飛んじゃうんですね。
You crash into this.
ですからもう一生懸命前傾してもうこうやってもう走るんですね。
一
生懸命ね走ってそれをもう何度も何度やってもう疲れるともうバーッて壁に落とされちゃう。本当私たち神様に委ねて戻る時は必要なんですね。
But there are times just like that when we're running, but God.Uses all of his power and he throws us back to where we should be.
ペテロは、イエス様はペテロに鶏の鳴き声という印を与えてくださいました。
Jesus gave Peter a sign, and that sign was the cry of the cock of the rooster.
皆さんにとっては何が神様のサインでしょうか?
What is the sign that God is showing you?
皆さん、もしもだから日本人だったら、こう結構こうだったら神様に戻るのか。本当に神様一人一人に戻ってきてほしいと願われています。
Is it the voice of a rooster that's crying?Cock-a-doodle-doo or co-co-co-co. What voice is God using in your life to send you back and bring you closer to God?
2011年に大きな災害が日本に起きた時に多くのクリスチャンたちが立ち上がって奉仕をしました。
In 2011, there was a great tsunami and earthquake in Japan, and many Christians stood up at that time.
その時にいろんな方がこの御言葉を持って私は立ち上がりましたということがありました。
And many people received some word from God, and that was the word that motivated them to stand up.
何人もの人に聞いたのはエステル記のこの言葉を語って立ち上がった人がいました。
And many people said that they received a word from God from the book of Esther.
お読みしますね。
I'm going to read it.
この時にあたってあなたが口を閉ざしているならユダヤ人の解放と救済はこんなところから起こり、あなた自身と父の家には滅ぼされるに違いない。この時のためにこそ、あなたは王妃の位にまで達したのではないか。
Esther chapter 4, from verse 14. For you keep silent at such a time as this. Relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another quarter, but you and your father's family will perish.Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for such a time as this.
ペルシャ、もうエルサレムの人、ユダヤの人散らされていって、ペルシャに行って、孤児の中でエステルという女の子がいるんですけども。
The book of Esther is about a time when the Jewish people were in the dysphoria, when the Jewish people were under another foreign rule, the rule of Persia.
そしてそのエステルはペルシャの王妃になるんですね。
And Esther becomes the queen. She marries the king of Persia.
その時に叔父であり育ての親のモルデカイが彼女に今日こう言ったんです。
And this is words by her uncle Mordecai, and he's speaking these words to Esther.
この時のためにあなたは王妃に。備えられていたんですけど。
Mordecai, her uncle, says to her, "You were called for such a time as this. You are placed into becoming the queen for such a time as this."
これどんな時かというと、ユダヤの人が大迫害を受けて、これからもう殺されるそういう計画があった時のことです。
It was a time when there was a plan to kill all the Jewish people in Persia.
本当に最大の危機、ピンチの時でした。
It was really a time of their lowest point.
この時のためにあなたは備えられた。今あなたが立ち上がらなければ意味がないって言うんですよ。
But Mordecai, her uncle, turns and says to her, you are here for such a time as this. If you don't stand up now, then your being in this place has no meaning.
何人の方がこの時のためと思って立ち上がられたの、立ち上がられました、日本でもね。
So, in Japan in 2011, many people heard this word and stood up for God.
で、私も、この時のため、自分にとってこの時って何かって思わせることがあります。
And it was a time when I too was made to think about many different things.
古い写真を出しました。
Found some really old pictures.
私がいますけど分かりますか?
I'm here, but do you know which is me?
私は18歳でした。
I was 18.
はい、18歳の時に、夏に、数週間メキシコの山の中にミッションツリップに行っていました。
I was on a mission trip and I was actually in Mexico at this time.
ここにいるのはビル・フィンキっていう、宣教師なんですけども。
And over here in the corner of the picture is a missionary named Bill Finke.
彼に従ってですね、山道をもうトラックでも何も行きました。
And I followed him. We went up this really country road up this mountain.
もうそこ行けないところですね。セスナ機に乗って行って、もう草原に不時着のように着陸したりしてました。 Cessna, the little airplane. And then we landed in an open space. So
we rode a small plane and we landed in a very small area. There was time when we had to cross some rivers and so we took off our pants and we crossed the river so we wouldn't get so wet. And there was time the river was so strong that we felt like we would just be kind of swept away by the river. I don't really know much Spanish. But it really impacted me when I spent the time in this place. This missionary Del Finke, he really dedicated his life for working for the people in the Indians who were living in Mexico. But he took his small plane and he went to many different places, to Central America or to South America. Protestant people who work with many different Christians and churches. And he thought that each person should stand up for God and should stand up for their people. And Bill Finke was a leader that really called many disciples to not to follow him but to follow Christ. And actually he had come to Asia a few times as well and did a conference. And we had an opportunity to meet him a few times in Japan as well. I met him when I was 18, and I was able to have different relationship with him for 10 years.
This is
my old Bible, it's an English Bible, and there are different things inside of the Bible.
If you open
one of your old Bibles, you can see all sorts of things that you wrote a long, long time ago. You're kind of really embarrassed and I can't show you, but in the book of Esther, I found this letter from Bill Finke, and I'm a bit embarrassed, but and I want to read this letter from Bill Finke. I'm going to read it. It's in English. Dear Moss and Barbara, praise the Lord. Congratulations, Mom and Dad. Thanks so much, Moss, for coming out to see me last night. I greatly enjoyed our talk. Now that you will have more time for your family, maybe you will have more time to devote to building a house church. I thought and prayed for you for some time last night. Esther 4:14 kept coming to me. I think you have been uniquely prepared to help build the church in Japan. God bless you. Love, Bill. November 19th, 1986. So my daughter was born on... He said the wrong day. My daughter was born on November 13th, 1986. So I met Bill Finke at the airport about a week after my daughter was born, And I received this letter from Bill. And when I received this letter from him, I thought, what could this possibly mean? At that time, I was a full-time teacher. On Monday and Friday, we had a teacher's meeting, so I was always coming back late, usually some between 9 and 10 at night. And I was also leading up and heading the soccer team for the Chuseok. for the junior high school as well as the high school.
それから私は学校に寮があるんですよ。寮の責任者になります。
And also we have a dormitory at the school and I was also in charge of the dormitory.
で、今度子供が生まれたんですよ。
And now my first child was born.
でもビルはですね、Now that you have more time for your family, maybe you have more time to devote building a house church.
でもビルは
書いたのは、俺ってどんな時間があるんだって。
家族のためにもっと時間があるでしょうから、まあ、ホームチャーチ、家庭集会始めるための時間もあるでしょう。And I thought, what could this possibly mean? I don't have more time.
時間がある。
I have time. What could that possibly mean?
でもこうして皆さんと一緒に今立っている自分を思うときにこのビルの言葉を思い出した。
But as we gather here, this community, I remember the words that Bill prophesied over me.
ビルは実は、11年前、2004年の4月に亡くなりました。
Bill died in 2004,
彼は、セスナも運転しますし、自分でヘリコプターを作って、自分のヘリコプターで、メキシコ、カリフォルニアずっと動いてたんです。
作った。
そう、手作りのヘリコプター。
Just checking, it's a little bit of... So, he flew around often in this small Cessna plane, but then he built, which was the...Making sure of course, he built his own helicopter and he would travel around various parts of Central and South America with his helicopter. And he was able to go more places with a helicopter than he was with the Cessna plane. In 2004, in April,
ヘリコプターが墜落して亡くなってしまいました。
And, there was engine trouble and he suddenly passed away.
今では彼の母校で彼の名前の記念する奨学金があったりしますけれども。
I remember his name, especially when I think about certain things.
彼は死んでも彼の言ったことは私の中で生きていますね。
Even though Bill passed away, his words still live on in my heart.
皆さんに問いたいのは、皆さんは何に聞いていますか？自分の人間的な思いですか？それとも神様ですか？
So I want to ask each of us here today, what words are you listening to? What words are ringing in your heart? Are they the words of people or are they the words of God?
神様が、それは私は無理無理とか。
Are they some word that was spoken to you and you say, oh, no, no, I can't do something like that.
まだその時期じゃありませんとか。
Or do you think, no, 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 it's not my time to do something like that, not yet.
でもひょっとしたら神様は本当に今皆さんにこれをしなさいって語ってらっしゃるかもしれません。
But could it be that God is speaking to you and saying, now is the time.
今立ち上がって神様が呼ばれることに応答するといいかもしれません。
Perhaps it's a time for you to respond to what God is calling you to do.
また将来、本当に皆さんが特別に備えられた場所で働く機会が用意されているかもしれません。
I believe that God has prepared a special place for you.
その時に本当に神様に応答できるようになりたいと思います。
And I pray that you would be ready and you could respond and say, yes.
今から一曲賛美してもらいますけれども
I want to sing as the worship team to come back up and I want to sing one song with you
一つは本当に神様の前に今日立ち戻りましょう
And as we're singing this song or even whether you're singing with your voice or you're just focusing on God let each personCome back to God and each person seek God.
今日は鶏の声を聞く時かもしれません。
Today might be the day that you hear the cock crow.
今日皆さんに神様がこうしてほしい。あなたはこのために備えたということを語ってくださるかもしれません。
Today might be a time that God speaks to your heart and says, You have been prepared for such a time as this.
ね、さっきあった、ね、子供のためのミニスもありますし、また他のこともあります。本当にそれぞれの方に神様備えた場所があると思います。
That each person has been prepared for a certain place in a certain ministry. Each person.
声を聞き、その導きに従って応答しましょう。
Listen to God. Let's listen to what God is saying and let's stand up and obey Him.
少しの時間の間。神様の御声を聞く時間にしたいと思います。
Let's just quiet our hearts and let's listen to what God is saying to each one of us.
メッセージでも語られたように、それぞれの人にそれぞれの人生が神様から与えられていると思います。
As my shared in the message, each one of us has been given this life and each one of us have some purpose.
さっきメッセージを聞いているときに、神様から今この場所で何か握りしめているものがあって、それを今委ねる時間じゃないかと語られました。
As I was listening to the message, I really felt God saying that this is a time when you should surrender certain things to me.
それは多分皆さんにも当てはまるんじゃないかなと思います。
And I believe that that word was not just for me, but was for each person that is here today.
今頑張って握りしめている手の中にあるもの、一回神様の前に委ねる、そんな時間にしたいと思います。
What are you grasping in your hands? And what do you need to open your hand and to let go of and to give it to God?
本当に少しの時間ですけど、そんな時間にもしましょう。
I just ask that each one of us would listen to the voice of God now.
神様、今あなたの前に委ねます。
Father God, we come before you right now and we just put everything at the foot of your cross.
あなたの十字架の血があってこそ私たちに命があることを感謝します。
Because of the blood that flowed on the cross and because of your death on the cross, we can have life this morning.
あなたが私たちに用意してくださったその道を歩みたいですから。
You prepared a road for each one of us, God, and we want to walk that road.
この世間の声や人の声ではなくて、あなたの声に従いたいです。
God, we don't want to obey the voice of the people, just only the people around us, God, but rather we want to obey your voice.
私たちに聞く耳を与えてください。
God, we ask that you would give us ears to hear you.
で賛美しましょう。
God, I love you. I love you.
Our bodies